News.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The National League's two big MVP candidates each had their talents on full display again Monday night. The Dodgers won at Colorado 11-5. Shohei Ohtani, two home runs. He had four hits, four runs scored. Meanwhile, the Cubs came back for a 10-inning win against the White Sox 7-5. Pete Crow Armstrong with two home runs, including the game winner. He went 4-for-5, three RBIs. Minnesota with four runs in the first beat Atlanta 4-2. The Mets with two runs in the first won 2-1 over San Diego. Victories for Kansas City and Boston, Detroit as well. Philadelphia edged Miami 6-5. Winner Christopher Sanchez is now 16-4. Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 7-6. St. Louis split a doubleheader at Cincinnati. The Buss family said it's selling its stake in the Lakers, so Jeannie Buss cannot remain as team governor. She contests that. In college football, Ohio State is preseason number one in the AP poll.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
55 years of savings and selection at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where right now, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95. Classic Levi 501s, just $54.95, and at D&J, Carhartt Work Shorts, $36.95, and Wolverine DuraShock Steel-Toed Boots, $169.95. And of course, gift certificates are always available, and special orders are welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, August 18th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
PG&E to pay over $16 million to San Luis Obispo County. City of Paso Robles launches new online public records request portal. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 61 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Senator John Laird announced an agreement between the County of San Luis Obispo and PG&E. The agreement requires PG&E to provide $16 million to the county to make up for lost unitary tax payments. The county will receive the two payments, one on December 31st of this year for $8.3 million, and a second at a later date. PG&E agreed to the funding after Laird introduced Senate Bill 931, which would have ensured funding for communities impacted by the ongoing operation of Diablo Canyon. PG&E has instead volunteered to provide the payments that would have been required under SB 931. Senator Laird said the funds will come from PG&E, not state taxpayers or utility ratepayers. PG&E's Senior Director Tom Jones said, quote, "We look forward to continuing conversations with state and local leaders to ensure local communities and the state both benefit from this critical energy resource." The City of Paso Robles has launched a new online portal for public records requests. The new system will make it easier for community members to submit requests, communicate with city staff, and track the progress of their requests. Responses in the new system will also appear in a searchable database of previous requests and responses. The city clerk's office has been transitioning from tracking requests offline to the new system over the past month. Requests can be made anonymously, or community members can provide contact information to receive their record directly via email. All requests are made public after 72 hours. The new portal is available online at prcity.com/public records. First Paso Robles School Board meeting for 26 to 27 school year. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The first Paso Robles School Board meeting of the new school year will be held tonight at 6. On tonight's agenda is a salary schedule recommendation following discussions earlier this year. In the February 2nd meeting, staff presented board with an item that recommended addressing wage and salary assessments and salary compensations. Data showed that about 54% of benchmark positions fall behind market median incomes. Staff is recommending the board increase salary ranges for certified, classified, management, and confidential positions, and ensure all salary ranges fall within 5% of the market median. The total cost of this adjustment will be about $247,000 from the general fund. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or watch online. Paso Robles City Council will be conducting a public hearing to consider implementing changes to the municipal code regarding cannabis. The new framework would allow the establishment of adult-use cannabis non-storefront retail businesses within certain zones of the city. The hearing will be held in the regular city council meeting tonight at 6 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will celebrate the opening of new facilities at Pat Butler and Kermit King Elementary this week. The opening of classrooms and a playground at Kermit King will be commemorated Thursday, August 20th at 2:30 p.m. Pat Butler's opening of a new playground, classrooms, and garden will be celebrated this Friday, August 21st at 2:30 p.m. The first coffee with the superintendent for the 26 to 27 school year will be held this Friday, August 21st at 8 a.m. in the district office boardroom, 800 Niblick Road. Coffee with the Superintendent is an informal opportunity for members of the community to hear district updates, ask questions, share ideas, and connect directly with Superintendent Jennifer Loftus. The August gathering will provide an opportunity to discuss what is happening across the school as students and staff settle back into classrooms and campuses. The City of Atascadero's next Coffee with the Planner event will be held this Thursday, July 20th at 9 a.m. This month's Coffee the Planner will be held at Amsterdam Coffee House and will focus on business licenses and local resources for new and growing businesses in the city. Coffee the Planner are informal sessions that allow staff to hear from the community on a variety of topics and to foster an open dialogue. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 11-5, Mets over the Padres 2-1, the Royals beat the Athletics 9-5. Tonight, The Dodgers will face the Rockies, the Angels will go against the Astros, the Athletics will face the Royals, the Padres will go against the Mets, the Giants will face the Guardians, the Yankees will go against the Orioles. In California news, the teenage lifeguard who rescued a boy off the coast of California met with President Donald Trump on Monday at the White House alongside the boy he rescued. 16-year-old lifeguard Ryder Williams rescued 10-year-old Nathaniel Rye on a beach in Santa Cruz. Trump hailed Williams as a real hero. Williams credits those who trained him and said he hopes to train as a paramedic and become a firefighter. 4 months after Democratic U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell resigned from Congress, his former Bay Area constituents will help pick a replacement today to serve out the rest of his term. State Senator Aisha Wahab and Bay Area Rapid Transit Board President Melissa Hernandez were the finalists on the June 16th primary. They will also compete in the fall for a full term that will begin January 2027. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Artificial intelligence is infiltrating every aspect of food and farming, which includes crop insurance. While some agents are indeed taking advantage of the latest in technology, that doesn't diminish the vital role of the insurance agent themselves. Till Insurance founding partner Tom Cole says a good risk management advisor is going to remain critical in the future of crop insurance.
In terms of the relationship with your agent, we don't view that going anywhere. We think a grower needs to spend most of their time thinking about their operation, and there should be an advisor in the picture who is studying that full time and giving the best possible advice. I think what we'll see in crop insurance is a reversion to simpler products coming out of the RMA. Right now, it's a very complicated program. The program should and will be simplified over the next 5 to 10 years, but the actual relationship that a grower has with their crop insurance agent, you know, that won't change just because of how complex and how important staying up to speed it is for an agent.
Visit tillinsurance.com to learn more about the future of crop insurance.
Ranchers are the primary managers and environmental stewards of more than 250 million acres of federal land across the West. As a cow-calf producer from Colorado who has held federal grazing permits for over 50 years, I've seen directly how national policy affects my operation. I'm Robbie LaValle of the National Public Lands Council, and I invite you to join PLC in Colorado this September for our 58th annual meeting. Register to join us at our convention September 15th through 17th on our website, publiclandscouncil.org.
Hi folks, here at the Western Ag Network, our hearts go out to the ranchers, farmers, families, and firefighters battling devastating wildfires across the West. In challenging times like these, we're reminded of the strength of our rural communities and the neighbors who step up to help one another. At the Western Ag Network, we're proud to serve these communities. From all of us here, we say thank you to everyone working to protect lives, livestock, and livelihoods. Stay safe.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Ristorante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic Northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
Applause Children's Theater seeks to bring an opportunity to perform in Broadway musicals to the youth in the community. They believe all kids deserve to be on stage, and all who audition are cast in the show. Find out more about Applause Children's Theater and sponsor a child or show. The performances are at the Christian Life Center on Oak Street in Paso Robles. They hope to have their own building someday. ApplauseChildrensTheater.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Napa County farmer August Amato reflected in an AgAlert commentary on her experience finding her feet in California's farming community. Quote, Being a first-generation farmer in California comes with many challenges. As a Delaware transplant, I struggle to navigate the California wine industry. It is a tight-knit industry that relies heavily on who you know, and I did not know anyone, said D'Amato, who works as Carno's vineyard manager and a pest control advisor in Napa County and serves as the 2026 chair of the California Young Farmers and Ranchers. For D'Amato, getting involved in Young Farmers and Ranchers began as a search for connections, but the experience provided her with opportunities in leadership, networking, volunteerism, and agriculture advocacy. Quote, last month, we hosted the 2026 Young Farmers and Ranchers Leaders Meeting in my new hometown of Napa, which had been a dream of mine since joining the executive team, she said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon, a K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Clouds and sunshine today with highs in the mid-90s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low 60s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Thursday and Friday, sunny skies Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday, upper 90s Thursday, mid-90s Friday and Saturday, low 90s on Sunday, upper 80s on Monday, 93 a week from today. Currently, it is 62 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Pending home sales, homes under contract that haven't closed slumped last month, a decline of 2.3%. The National Association of Realtors chief economist Dr. Lawrence Yoon says the highest mortgage rates of the year hit right in the middle of summer, and that's pulling back contract signings. The largest declines were in the West and Northeast. Housing starts, groundbreakings for new homes fell sharply in July, down 12.4%. The slump followed a jump in June. Optimism for future building appears to be holding up. Permits for new construction rose 5%. An artificial intelligence maker, OpenAI, is launching a separate version of its ChatGPT service for teens with stronger safety settings. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosella. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
The packaging on hearing aid batteries is notoriously hard to open. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialist is proud to offer the new easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only ones in town stocking them. And right now, for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get the second case free. All you have to do is call Hearing Aid Specialist, 805-460-7385. That's 805-460-7385.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association presents Let's Make a Deal, Kids Market, and Paso Robles Fandom, August 22nd in the downtown city park. Buy, sell, or trade vintage, new, and used items. Also anime, trading cards, games, and comic books. Buy, sell, or trade at Let's Make a Deal, Kids Market, and Paso Robles Fandom, August 22nd, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the downtown city park. Admission is free. For more info, go to pasorobelsdowntown.org.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. In the Old West, men didn't serve long as lawmen. They were either fired by the mayor or fired upon by the outlaws. Both happened to the subject of today's story. When Ed Crawford came to Ellsworth, Kansas in 1873, he served off and on as an Ellsworth policeman. The sheriff was Chauncey Whitney. On August 15, brothers Ben and Billy Thompson were in town. Both were known as hard cases, but Billy was also crazy. Although Sheriff Whitney was a friend of the Thompsons, Billy got mad at him and shot and killed him. Obviously, Billy bugged out of town. The incident so infuriated the mayor that he fired the entire police force. Since at that time Ed Crawford wasn't on the force, the mayor hired him as a replacement. Because the Thompsons were Texans, and Texans were known troublemakers, there were hard feelings against Texans. Townspeople even talked about forming a vigilante group. One of the people on the vigilante's list was Cad Pierce. On August 20, 1873, Ed Crawford and some other men were in front of the general store when Cad Pierce and some other Texans came by and started bad-mouthing Crawford. Before long, Crawford and Pierce were facing it off. Crawford ended up killing Pierce. The mayor didn't like what happened, so he fired Crawford. Under threats from the Texans, Crawford left town. 3 months later, Crawford returned a different man. Drinking heavily, he fired into a room that contained Cad Pierce's brother-in-law. Wounded in the hand, the brother-in-law emptied his pistol, hitting Crawford 4 times. But that wasn't enough. Other Texans joined in, and Crawford ended up with 18 slugs in his body. Now, that's really getting fired. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
To school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Cajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon the cases will speak differently, more focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Pass-Ribble City Council will be conducting a public hearing to consider implementing changes to the municipal code regarding cannabis in its next meeting tonight at 6. The new framework would allow the establishment of adult-use cannabis non-storefront retail businesses within certain zones in the city. You can attend the meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. City of Paso Robles has launched a new online portal for public records requests. The new system allows residents to submit requests, communicate with staff, and track the progress of their requests online. Responses in the new system will also appear in a searchable database of previous requests and responses. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Social media behemoth Meta on trial in California federal court.
Attorneys general from California, Colorado, Kentucky, and New Jersey are up first in this trial. They're suing under their state's unfair and deceptive practice statutes. So Meta is accused of designing platforms that are addictive while downplaying the potential impact on young people. The tech company denies any wrongdoing.
Fox Business' Ashley Webster. The Fox News Power Rank
rankings released this morning. Fox's Bill Helmer says a couple of Senate seats could be up for grabs.
Texas went from lean Republican to a toss-up. Michigan, based on the outcome of the vote last week at Al-Sayed, went from a lean Democrat to a toss-up as well.
A recent Marquette survey shows young voter support for President Trump is declining. America's listening to Fox News.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with summer cash and gas. Every Thursday in August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer cash and gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Community matters, and at RE/MAX Success, it always has. Since 2020, together with Success Charities, they've raised and donated over $385,000 right here in our community. Everyone's asking, what's the market doing? Well, here's the truth. Things are heating up. If you're thinking about buying or selling, now is the time to talk to your trusted real estate professional. RE/MAX, voted number one most trusted agents. RE/MAX Success, local, proven, trusted.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822. 8822.
August 21st, the Soda Crackers bring their classic Bakersfield sound to Templeton's Vintage Community Outdoor Theater for a great live concert.
I've got a two-step solution for my twisted problem.
Bring a chair, a picnic, or purchase food and drinks on site. But most of all, bring your dancing boots. The Soda Crackers, August 21st, 6:30 p.m. at Vintage Community, 690 Peterson Ranch Road in Templeton, just up from the CHP station. Concerts are free and open to all ages.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. All right, clouds and sunshine mixed in and warming up. Mid now, changed a little bit to upper 90s. Then some clouds tonight, overnight lows right around 60. We'll be in the upper 90s with clouds and sunshine again on your Wednesday and what the heck, Thursday, and mid to upper 90s on Friday and Saturday. Low 90s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down. 6:25 a.m., 7:50 p.m. We are at 64. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinsic series windows and the absolutely stunning doors. All right, this afternoon, as you know, Barry takes his summer hiatus, and there's just been Eric's been under the weather a little bit, et cetera, et cetera. So as we wind down the summer, we will relive two things with the Summer of Love. The Summer of Love in general and the Summer of Love from the city by the bay, which may have set the tone. So that's coming up this afternoon. Enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Speaking of ready to go, they'll be ready for you 24-7, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch headed for home. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on the Tuesday edition here at the Blowtorch.
But they never want to leave. The Morning Exchange.
All righty. Let's see here. This is a text. Dear Kevin, I haven't had that in, oh boy. I have no social guilt when it comes to tipping. I tip according to the service I receive. I do not follow the tipping suggestions. Okay. Well, good. But since 78% of the people are dissatisfied with what's going on with it, because of the social guilt, they continue, well, not all, but many continue to do so. So anyway, as they say, do as you please. Or what's the other one? I forget. Do as I say or not as I do or something like that. Anyway. All right, Chris, I am relying on you right now.
Oh, boy, is this a tech question, an AI question?
It's kind of a tech question or comment.
All right, what do we got?
This Meta stuff.
Meta.
Okay, Meta is Facebook and Instagram.
Meta is the parent company that owns both Facebook and Instagram, yes.
Okay, so now I can get that on my computer, right?
Facebook can be on your computer, yes.
And all right, so is most of the schoolwork done on computers now?
I don't know. I know they're definitely transitioning into it, but as for whether or not most of it is done now, I can't say. I haven't been in school in 10 years. There's a lot, like more of it is being introduced to computers and laptops now, yes. But is most of it being done on computers now? Don't know.
All right, because we know that the teachers are concerned about AI's influence in the classroom now.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm guessing that probably most kids are on a computer of some sort.
Yes.
Now I don't know if those computers come home with them or not. And again, my assumption here is that when it's related to this, that there are, there are a lot of things, there's blockers where you can't go to these other social media contacts. Again, that's just my assumption because, as everybody knows, I don't deal with social media. I have never used it. Well, I guess you could say if I'm emailing or something, but from the standpoint of this Facebook and the Instagram and all that stuff, I don't do it. So my question is it Meta's fault that kids are getting so-called addicted?
Well, I guess that's what the trials aim to answer.
All right. I want you on the jury.
You want me on the jury?
Guilty or not guilty?
Well, if I make a decision here, know that it's done, based on what I know about the platforms on a surface level, and I am not on a jury that is being presented with all the facts, information, and evidence from both opposing sides. We could acknowledge that, right? Like, these jurors will have information that I don't have right now.
We're in fantasy land.
Okay, so we're in fantasy land. Anyway, guilty.
Okay. All right, well, then I'm the one in the jurors' room where everybody's going to talk to me. Kevin, we just want to go home. Okay, let's get this over, because I vote not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with the same amount, with the same lack of evidence that I presented you, let's just say. Maybe this has to do with the fact that I'm not on social media. So I don't understand, because they seem to be using children. Primarily, at least from the stories that I've heard, on the radio.
Yes.
Okay. Do these children have parents? And I'm assuming that they probably do. Where are the parents? I think some cereal or whatever, what the kids are getting addicted on sugar. They're getting addicted on flavor, so we're going to change all this type of stuff to, whatever. Again, where are the parents?
I think that's deflecting blame.
How so?
These are massive companies who, in my opinion, and also they have been found guilty twice now in two different cases, intentionally designing these apps that are everywhere, that are ubiquitous, to be addictive to children. Why are we trying to let them off the hook and just say, well, where are the parents?
Well, they got big because people like it. They didn't get big from they didn't start with a dollar. But the most things are designed for people to, not necessarily designed, but they're put out on the market to do what? To reach a mass amount of people.
Sure, but shouldn't a line be drawn if something is intentionally done to be addictive and therefore harmful, especially to a child whose brain is still developing? That's the question
Okay, so now I'm getting to where, okay, so if it's harmful, which, you know, a lot of reports have said that, even after COVID, that it's harmful, then why are we allowing them to have these things in school?
Well, they don't allow social media in school, as far as I'm aware.
Well, they don't allow it, say, as curriculum,
mm-hmm.
but it's going on because these kids bring in their devices. Now, we had to wait until now, July of this year, to get some of those devices out of most schools all the schools in California. So people have known for a long time this is so-called addictive. But again, if I put a cereal ad on the market, who am I marketing?
Usually children.
Okay, so, and is that an addiction?
Well, it probably could be. I know food can be an addiction, but again, it depends on what you've designed the cereal as. And I think that's not really comparing things that are of the same plane. This is a social media platform. And again, the question is this company deliberately designing it this way while also having evidence to show that they are designing it this way and they're ignoring the harmful effects of that?
But, okay, so what are the harmful effects? Is this just... are there harmful effects in the social media contact, and what are they? And are the harmful effects also, or could they also be related to teenagers and adults? Because if they're saying this is an addiction, again, from what I've read, that even adults, quote unquote, are addicted to this stuff. We see it all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You see it. People can't keep their heads up because they're looking down at something. So this is societal, I think.
Fair enough. But
so we're going to use the kids because that is the heart-wrenching part of this.
Well, we use kids because they're more susceptible. That's why.
Ah, they're more susceptible.
Well, exactly. You know, you treat things that are targeted towards kids differently than you treat things that are targeted towards adults.
Right. And I'm guessing that most of these kids did not have the money to go out and buy these devices that their parents did.
Well, you don't really need it. You can even go to a public library and have access to it.
Okay, but that's the public libraries aren't the problem with this.
No, but these apps are free and they're everywhere.
Well, the apps are free, but the device that they come up on aren't.
No, they're not. But again, I don't want to shift blame away from the actual company and on towards, like, you know, where these devices come from. Like, that's a different question entirely about how social, like, devices and phones and stuff have become a ubiquitous part of our culture.
All right. Well, since, you know, they lost the other
It was them. Meta lost other cases regarding this.
It's because I wasn't on the jury. that's it. I find them not guilty. I'm looking at it from the outside, but I'm just tired of everybody else blaming something for things that decisions, this is going to sound terrible. In some cases, I side with the pharmaceutical companies. This country, we have become so concentrated on addiction, and I'm not talking about illegal addiction, just addictions in general. We know right from wrong, and yet we know the risks and so forth, but we're going to take those risks, and then when something happens, I'm going to blame somebody else for that, even though I should have, I did know better. So therefore, I want somebody to hand over a check to me. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Actually, Kevin, I'm with you about where the blame for anything to do with my child, anybody's child, lies, and it's with the parents. You have absolute and complete control over what device your child has in their hands, how it's programmed and everything. You can put stop gaps on every device to make sure that your child doesn't go here or go there. There are even programs that will tell you how many times a day or how many times, whatever the period of time is, that your child goes onto a particular website. You can control that. And the fact that somebody would just give their child a device, whether it's a phone or a tablet, and turn them loose is irresponsible parenting, in my opinion. So,
well, yes. didn't we have restrictions just on our in our homes with television and what we could watch?
Absolutely, we did. Absolutely. Well, and you think about addiction. Okay, where do you carry back the responsibility? You can go back to a cereal company that's putting out a particular cereal that's designed to addict children to that product because it's got so much sugar in it. Well, we don't regulate that. We don't tell Kellogg that it can't put that much sugar in it because it's addictive to a child. So it has to be the parent who says, I'm not bringing that cereal into my house because it's not good for my child. The same thing has to be with electronics, in my opinion, or television, or anything else. Where is the parenting?
Well, again, that's my initial. But the other part of this is, of course, they're targeting children because you know why? They target children. They get them addicted. Well, the term, whatever you want to use, and now these children for life. Because cereal is not, we kind of grow out of the sugar stage and go to more healthy things and so forth.
Yes.
But the social media, yeah, I would target the younger generation too.
Oh, so would I. Absolutely. And if I owned any business today, I would be looking for whoever my target audience is, and then I would focus on how do I keep them coming back.
Yep.
Whether it's electronically or through the door of a retail establishment, that would be my focus. How do I keep them coming back? And quite honestly, you do whatever it is you have to do to get that repeat customer, and that's what they're doing on the internet.
Right, and this concern about the internet or social media, whatever you're, this is nothing new. So we're not talking about a new group of parents in the last 4 or 5 years that didn't know about this, but to me, anybody with half a brain would have thought, even 15 years ago, this is probably not the best thing to have in my kids' hands 24 hours a day.
Yes, but it's easy, and that's what always disturbs me is that somebody says, "Well, I don't really have time right now. I'm busy doing laundry. I'm cooking. I'm doing this. Let me give my kid a tablet." Or something else, and let them sit down there for a couple of hours and entertain themselves. And that's what it has come to. So, again, you have to figure that out in your own household. But I do not blame any company whatsoever for putting out a product or an online game or anything else that's addictive, because that's their choice. It's up to the parent to monitor that.
Well, so hope you and I are on a jury together someday.
Yeah, really, exactly. They'd yeah, or not.
Well, you know what? We probably wouldn't get past the process of the interview.
Yeah, I know it. Never mind. That's a discussion for another time, but you're absolutely right.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
All right, Bye. You're welcome. And I got stories about that as well. Hi, good morning.
Hey, I think this is relevant. I just had the opportunity to spend 3 days with my niece and her family. She's got a 4-year-old boy and a 1.5-year-old boy. And no devices. They didn't even know. I had a tablet with me. The 4-year-old didn't even know what it was. I didn't see a TV in the house. I know they have a TV somewhere, but the boys didn't watch TV at night even. They ate dinner like at 6 o'clock, all as a family. And the boys at night, they played with toys. They figured it out. They figured out how to use their brain and be creative. And they were lovely. and as far as like figuring out, she also would figure out a task for at least the 4-year-old to do while she was making dinner. So he was doing, he was helping with the prep and the setting the table and all of that. It was like old school. It was very refreshing.
I bet that is. Now, when the kids get to school, I wonder what the influence will be. Hey, Mom and Dad, how come we don't have or we can't do that?
Yeah, I'm wondering that too, except for in some ways I think it kind of goes back to the two parents are very involved in their lives. They're active, and the kids want to hang around with them. They live on a farm. I mean, it's not a commercial farm, but they grow their own food. And I think also, I know you were talking about likes and dislikes of food. These boys are kind of interested in vegetables because they're growing them.
Well, let me get a hold of those kids. I'll straighten them out. All right.
Well, I tried. I mean, the 4-year-old I read a story to at night, and he was really interested in my painted fingernails and all of the jewelry that I had on, and his mom is not like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well. Well, that's they are probably in the minority in today's world, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. But again, I saw what lack of can do to again, these kids, they were engaged too. They were talking to us, and I mean, even the 1.5-year-old, he can't talk, but he tried.
Do you know if they're going to be sending them to public school, or how are they going to go about that?
I know, because he's going into, the older one's going into a TK program in a charter school. So it is public, but it's some kind of a charter school.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting to find out down the road there, especially when they get into the, you know, the more socialization with going to school and et cetera, what happens when the questions come up. Because I'm sure that you probably... every parent is, hey, Mom and Dad, how come we can't do that? So-and-so's parents let them do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember those days.
Yeah, and it's all because I said so, that's why.
Exactly. Well, and I hope that they'll stand strong, the two parents, because, you know, they have their beliefs that they, you know, they don't want all of that in their homes, so.
All right, well.
And she, as a mom, too, she has a cell phone, but she said she never wanted to be one of those moms that's just staring at her phone and not paying attention to the kids. So she's leading by example,
You know, it's funny you say that. When I'm going down to the post office, not every day, but quite a few days a week, I see somebody, usually a mom. She's in a stroller with her kid, and she's on a cell phone. And I'm thinking, and I'm sure somebody, well, Kevin, it's probably an important phone call. Look, just let's just stop that. Is you should be talking to your kid.
Yeah.
You're strolling and saying, oh, look at that over there. Look at this. Look at that. Oh, there's a cat that ran across. That instead of, having something else to your ear and kind of not, really communicating with your child.
Exactly. And, sadly, my daughter worked at the Children's Museum for a while, and this was like 10 years ago, but she was horrified by the people that would come in there. Moms would bring their kids to the Children's Museum, which the whole, I was one of the founding board members for that project, and the whole premise of it was we were supposed to create a playground that children and parents could play together.
Yep.
And I remember my daughter saying, so many of the moms would be on their phones and not even paying attention to their kid.
Yep, it's become just part of life. All right, well, we're up against the clock. I appreciate the story.
Sure.
All right, thank you. All right, folks, that's it. I'm logging off my computer on the right-hand side.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The City of Atascadero's next Coffee the Planner event will be held this Thursday, July 20th at 9 a.m. This month's Coffee the Planner will be held at Amsterdam Coffee House and will focus on businesses and local resources for new and growing businesses in the city. Pass-Rubles Joint Unified School District will celebrate the opening of a new playground, classrooms, and a garden at Kermit King and Pat Butler Elementaries. Kermit King's commemoration will be August 20th at 2:30 p.m. Pat Butler's will be August 21st at 2:30. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 67 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2. It is the summer of love. Going to relive some memories from around the United States and, of course, up north in the Bay Area, where many people will attest that's where the summer of love originated. So you'll relive some history this afternoon. Enjoy your day. Make sure everybody and everything is hydrated. Thanks so much. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.